Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Allow the Lord to take you from glory to glory. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. So as we go from glory to glory, he'll take you higher.
Oh!
you. Him. Don't you want to go higher in God? Don't you want to go deeper in the things of God? Don't you want to get more of the revelation of God? Go from glory to glory, where the old is passed away and all things have become new. Allow the Lord to take you higher. Allow the Lord to, you forget about the past and press on. Press on. I say press. Press to the high calling of God. Amen. I am excited on this beautiful Father's Day. Glory to God. You know, we say happy Father's Day to all of our radio listeners. We say happy Daddy's Day to Abba Father. Amen. We know every day is Father's Day. Every day we celebrate the King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. He is the super daddy, super father. And then the best part about that, he made us in his image and in his likeness. Glory. Somebody say glory to glory to glory. We grow, we glow, we glow, we glow higher, we glow more. We glow. Amen. G-L-O-W. We become more like God. We grow in the things of the kingdom. I want to welcome you to another victorious day that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by the words of our testimony. Amen. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of your tongue. I'm going to say it again. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. And those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Don't you love the word of God? You shall eat the fruit as you speak the word. Amen. We're going to be welcoming everyone to our broadcast today. We are thankful to God for what he has done and what he's going to do. We are asking you to get your Bibles out. Get ready, get ready. We're going into the Master's hand today. And I'm going to ask you, if you'd be so kind, to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, hallelujah. We're going to be going to chapter 15. Amen. In 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Not 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. And turn to chapter 15, verse 57. And I'm prayerful that you have your Bibles out, because we know that this is our weapon. We know that this is what we fight with. We know that this is what we win with. Victory belongs to Jesus. We're going to be talking about victory in Christ. You can be a good father, but sometimes that's not enough. I'm going to say it again. You can be a good father, but sometimes that's not enough. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't have the Lord in your life, how can you be a father to your children? I'm talking about a spiritual father. How can you put in your children what you don't have? So we want to encourage all of our fathers to not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell your children about the Lord. And if God is your father, show him, show your children how to embrace him. Raise them up in the admonition of the Lord. Raise them up. Know the word. Look, you know, you little cutie Tommy and oh, little handsome Joey. Tell them about Jesus. Teach them about the word. We got cute little children. We got beautiful little sons, daughters. Tell them about Jesus. That's the best thing that you can give our children. Because when you're not there, hallelujah, they can call on him and get an answer. When you're not there, they can lean and depend on him. And they'll know how to operate in victory. We're talking about victory in Jesus Christ. You can take your children. You can buy them little airplanes and toy motor cars and kites and what have you. Give them Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Don't forget to give them Jesus. Amen. Let us go to the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. We're going to start right there. Verse 57. Listen what God is saying to his people. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word of God is blessed beyond measures. Father, we just thank you right now for your power, your anointing, for your ears of the people to be open, Lord God, that this will be a word that will change lives, that will penetrate the whole being of mankind. Father, we ask you that you would hear our prayers. We thank you, Father, that you move by your command. And we thank you, Lord God, that the word of God is in our spirit. The word of God is in our soul. And Lord God, as we go forth, we ask you to speak in the mighty, matchless, marvelous, voluptuous name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let the church, hallelujah, let the church say amen. You know, one thing about church, wherever you go, he said, I'll be with you. So wherever you are, Holy Spirit is resting inside of you, waiting to be activated. See, when the Spirit of God is upon you, that's when we walk in victory. When the Spirit of God lives inside of you, that's when your life really changes. Amen. What if I was to ask about, say, Lisa, if I ask someone that know Lisa and I say, what kind of woman of God is Lisa? And the next thing I know, they saying, oh, Lord, what would they have to say about you? What would they say? Oh, Lord, is she an evangelist? She a minister? Lord Jesus, what would they say about you if it was Paul? Would they take you to, would you be Paul or Saul? Come on now. But we're walking in victory, and in order to obtain God's best, we have to live this thing. We have to live it every day. We can't just stop and pick it up when we please. Amen. Do you ever think, how can I actually have victory in Jesus? You know, it's that one simple word, victory. The word victory, it makes all the difference when you're facing, I'll say, an uphill battle. Victory in Jesus. What do you think when you hear the word victory? Come on, somebody. What do you think? Maybe you think about gladiators, soldiers, you know, entering into the camp with a goal in mind, you know, victory, a battle. You know, soldiers, they fight hard, overcome obstacles. And if you're victorious, guess what? You'll win freedom. You'll win freedom in every single area. You know, maybe you think about civil wars, you know, soldiers marching through the field with their rifles raised up and ready for a brutal battle like the Russians are doing over across the country and taking over. They just started. They have just gotten started. Amen. They want to take all territories. And when you're in battle, sometimes you might think your future is uncertain. But what do you think when you're in a battle? Are you thinking victory? Are you thinking fighting for the glory of the cause that God believes in? See, when we win others to Christ, we call that victory. See, in our lives, it's in the name of Jesus that we have victory over every battle that become up on us, every battle that's in front of us each day. You know, you run across people that just don't like you. And guess what? The victory that belongs to Jesus is that you're not moved and you're not bothered by their shortcomings, because it's not your shortcoming, it's their shortcoming. Because they are the ones that dislike. So you are the one that love in spite of. I like to say, just love the hell out of them. Love them anyway. That's called victory. Victory. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would not know, we wouldn't know how to operate in victory. We wouldn't know how to walk in victory. We wouldn't know how to overcome those that despitefully use us. We wouldn't know how to overcome these simple little battles. But we understand, we messed around and found out that victory is in Jesus. See, Jesus is our victory because he teaches us how to forgive. He teaches us how to love. He teaches us how to give. He teaches us how to be. You know, I told one of my sons the other day, and one of my brothers, hallelujah, when God created the heavens and the earth, he said, let there be, and it was. So I say to you, just be who God called you to be. Tell your flesh, I have won the victory over sin, and I am an overcomer. See, just like put yourself like a Roman gladiator, or maybe a Civil War soldier. You know, Jesus had an uphill battle to climb when he came down to die for the sins of the world. Can you imagine what was in his mind? Can you imagine what he must have thought when he knew his destiny? He knew the human pain he was going to have to go through for someone he knew not, someone that didn't love him, but he loved them. Can you only imagine what it would be like if you was in Jesus' shoes? the fate of the world on his shoulders. I can only imagine how Jesus must have felt. You know, as the Romans led him to Golgotha, you know, our daddy, our brother being taken to be crucified. He was facing the pain and the agony of the cross. But this is the good part. But he was also promised victory over death. Come on, somebody. He was promised victory. He already knew that he was going to win. So I say the same thing to you. You have victory over every situation, even to the fathers that maybe these silly mothers won't let the father see the children, and the father is no harm to them. It's different when the fathers are harmful to them, but the fathers are not harmful to them. And because of their unforgiveness, or maybe their deep desire to want to be with a man, they keep the children away from them, and the children miss out on biological father connection. Painful for children. It's painful just all the way around, against fathers, against the child, and against the mothers that don't want to let the child be in the father's life. So victory is in Christ. So I want to encourage all the fathers that may be going through situations like this, don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. Don't quit. Because I promise you, there's victory over the situation in Christ. But just think about our daddy when he was being led to die. The agony he must have felt. He had prayed that this cup be taken from him. You know, some situations we'd be like, Lord, please, I don't want to go through this. Please take this cup away from me. But he chose to die a sinner's death in our place. I want you to hear me good. See, on the cross, there was death and sin was conquered. Death and sin was conquered. And as God the Father had promised us, when Jesus rose again, he let death and sin know that he had no power or no victory over Jesus' resurrection. It was a spiritual thing for a natural blessing. He had the victory. And it was through his resurrection, hallelujah, glory to God, that we have victory too. See, if Jesus had not got up off that cross, we wouldn't be able to sing, victory is mine, victory is mine. Come on. Victory today is mine. You know the other part. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Do you know that victory today is yours? Father, as a son, as a daughter, we activate the victory when we don't quit. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Jesus doesn't keep his victory all to himself. He wants us to claim victory in Jesus. See, he gave it to those of us who believe in him. So it's almost like when he resurrected from the dead, he did it for us. Because if he had not risen from the dead, we'll be hellbound. Christians, we are active participants in the victory of Jesus by the life that we live, by the words that we say, by the way we forgive. You know, people can do some hurtful things to you. But if you're not tapped into the things of the kingdom, you will be stuck right there. Despising and hating and hoping. Because Jesus died on the cross, and because Jesus didn't stay dead, and because he rose up in victory, you're an active participant in the victory of Jesus Christ. See, all we have to do is claim that victory is ours. All we have to do is claim victory is yours. All you have to do is tell the devil, get thee behind me. All you have to do is walk in victory. Just be. He said, let there be. Just be. Be God's best, caught up in foolishness. All the victory is in Jesus, our Savior forever. He sought us and he bought us with his redeeming blood. Come on, somebody. It's not about finances. It's not about education. It's not about any of that. It's all about knowing your identity in Christ. See, victory in Jesus is more than a song we sing. It's a way of life that we live as a Christian, as a believer. We've been bought with a price and redeemed by the blood of Jesus. See, these are spiritual things, so that we're able to receive and believe the spiritual things of God. So let's look at more Bible verses about victory in Jesus and see how he claimed victory for you and how you can claim victory for yourself each day. And I definitely want to say to the fathers, just know that you have a special place in God, because you're able to procreate. You carry the seed. The man produces the seed that he carries, and the woman birth it out. Women can't have children without men, and women can't have the seed without a, unless a man give it to her. So the man is the manufacturer of multiplication of seed. So you are chosen by God. You've been sent out to multiply and replenish the earth. So have faith that you'll be victorious in Christ in every single area. Live the life that God called you to live. Nothing worse than seeing a young person that's foolish. Oh, I can think of one more thing. What's worse is seeing an old man foolish. So I want to encourage young and older, be wise in every choice that you make. Choose wisdom so that not only you'll walk in victory, but everything attached to you will walk in victory. Amen. Everything concern you is victory. Let's go to 1 John. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 5. We're talking about victory in every area of our life. We don't lose because the battle has already been won. We just have to know how to be activated in our victory. And the Bible says, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcome the world but he who believed that Jesus is the Son of God? That's deep to me. I don't know about you, but that's deep to me. Hallelujah. We overcome the world when we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You didn't know how you was going to overcome the world. When you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Bible says you're victorious. Be victorious in Jesus. Be victorious in him. Be victorious in the things of the kingdom. Be victorious in your life. See, we must accept him as our Lord and Savior. Come on, somebody. Accept him as your Lord and your Savior. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for our sins, then our faith in him has already given us the victory. Do you have victory? Do you have victory in Christ? I just want to know. Somebody tell me, are you walking in victory? Are you talking in victory? Are you living in victory? Somebody tell me, are you living in the victory of God? Glory. Thank you, Father. You know, something about God, that he always is on our side. If you have not put your faith in Jesus, right now is the time. Do it right now and claim the victory in Jesus' name for yourself, for your family, for everyone that you're connected to. You know, and if you've already been saved, then be encouraged that you have victory over death and sin through your faith in Jesus Christ. Just know that it's your assignment. It's your job to build up. It's your job to encourage. It's your job to lead people to the cross. Don't run them away with your lifestyle, with your word, with your deed, and with any foolish acting. Love in spite of. Don't think you know more than dust. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Come on, somebody. See, in this life, we're going to always have hardship. If you're not currently in a crisis or going through something, sooner or later, you will be. Let me read this scripture to you. Deuteronomy 20 and verse 4. And I love this scripture. Believe that God is on your side and you have victory. For the Lord your God is he who go out with you. Woo! That's powerful. To fight for you against your enemies, to save you. So no matter what you go through, whether it's financial, emotional, physical, psychological, spiritual, you can bet your bottom dollar that you will wake up in the morning facing some kind of conflict, one or another. But no matter what you go through in this world, God said, I'll go with you. He is on your side, and he'll see you through. Deuteronomy 24, make that your key scripture. And then I like what he said in Proverbs 21 and 31, when he said, prepare yourself for victory, and you'll win the battle. So we can't go around day by day just being, with whoever blow the horn, we jump in the car. We have to prepare ourselves for victory, and we'll win the battle. See, the Bible says, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. See, a soldier can get ready for battle and put on the armor and ready for the weapons of the warfare and prepare his horse to ride out on the battle. Listen, just like a soldier, we should be preparing ourselves for the battle ahead, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychologically. When so when things happen, guess what? We're not moved. See, although our weapons are a little different, they are as effective as natural weapons. Our weapons is reading and praying and seeking God's face and getting in his presence, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We can't be a carnal-minded Christian because the Bible says that a carnal mind cannot perceive spiritual words. See, when you walk in carnality, spiritual things will float right over your head. So no matter how prepared we make ourselves or how confident we are in our ability, we must always remember that the true victory, it belongs to Jesus. It comes from him. And we achieve our goals by walking with him and expecting him to do it. Somebody say, won't God do it? Won't he do it? God'll do it. Hallelujah. We have to get our blessings by walking in faith, believing God to do what we ask him to do. Why do he want to do and please us? Because the Bible says that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, the Bible says that he will give us the desires of our heart. So are you delighting in him? Do you have fun in his presence? Do you get in his presence to hear his word? Are you seeking his face? Are you studying your Bible? God knows. If you pick up your Bible through the week, if you get in his presence and talk to him, victory belongs to your life in Christ. I can play just a portion of this song, and I'll be right back.
Against the Lord, no one can, no one will. Who will stand against our King? No one can, no one will.
Victory belongs to Jesus. And we're going to stop right there. My whole message for today is to let you know that you can overcome any obstacles. I'm saying, talking to the fathers, there's nothing too hard for God. Is there anything too hard for God? Ask yourself that question. Whatever you're dealing with, ask God to lead, guide, and direct you. Give you a way out. Give you a way of escape. Give you the answer. Lead you to victory. Amen. Amen. It's communion time. I want you to get your communion out and just say to the Lord, I belong to you. You belong to me. You're my daddy. There's nothing too hard for you. You're the answer to every problem. You're the solution to every problem. Everything that I go through, Lord God, teach me to show me a way of escape. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have your communion, I'm going to ask you to lift up your communion. Lift up the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lift up the blood of Jesus and just tell him thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you already got everything together. Thank you, Father. You were broken that I might be whole. The blood was shed from your body that I may never be thirsty again. So, Father, as we lift up the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask you to make us whole again. Let us eat together. The body of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then lift up the blood of Jesus. Let us drink together. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Drink and drink all of it. Now, after you have done this, walk in your victory. Don't be defeated in any area. No good thing will God withhold from us because we walk upright. Amen. Amen. Glory to God, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory. Amen. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank you for setting yourself apart for the master's use. I want to thank you for just allowing God to use you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to seek God first in all your ways. Acknowledge him so he can direct your path. If you know any fathers or if you are a father, encourage fathers today. Let them know. I know your way hasn't been easy. I know your struggles. Tell them that God's going to make a way out of no way. Tell them that God is married to the backslider. Tell them, brother, soul. Encourage them. Build them up. And let them know that God still have need of them. Hallelujah. Well, we say glory to God. Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast, Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. And I send Elder and I, Elder QT Docs, and I send nothing but love, peace, and joy to you and your household. Everything that you're connected to, we say be blessed. Walk in victory. Who can stand against the king? No one can. God bless you. Let the super be on your natural. Have a blessed rest of your day. God bless you all.
I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I? You are mine to love.